Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, for years we've been told that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, right? You feed him well, he'll love you. And I was always a horrible cook, and so I was scared to death that my husband would dump me. But there's been a study that has come out saying the opposite is true also. A way to a woman's heart is through her stomach. And feeding her well, according to a study published in the journal Appetite. They say, before doing anything romantic, now I'm going to probably have to disagree with a couple of these things, but let's see what they have to say. Say, according to study in Appetite, before doing anything romantic, treat your lady love to a full meal. As the study claims that a woman's brain responds more to romantic cues on a full stomach than on an empty one. Yes and no, but we'll go on. Alice Eli of the College of Arts and Sciences says that young women, both with and without a history of dieting, have greater brain activation in response to romantic pictures in reward-related neural regions after having eaten than when hungry. Oh, no, no, no. If I'm hungry and I see Channing Tatum, rah, rah. She says that the research data suggests that eating may prime or sensitize young women, that's why, to rewards beyond food. It also supports a shared neurocircuitry for food and sex. Nah, they got a point there. Okay, I told you guys, you know, if my husband wanted to turn me on, just get me a big, huge, succulent piece of steak and let me just feed on it for a while, and that gets me in the mood. My husband does. He'll throw me a steak. He'll leave the room. He'll throw me a steak and just sit there and go, I hope that works. All right, so let me see here. In the study, the researchers look at whether the brain's reward response to food differed significantly in women at risk for future obesity versus those who had never dieted. Okay, and now they're starting to make this all boring. All the study participants were young, college-age women of normal weight. The researchers found that the brains of women with a history of dieting respond more dramatically to positive food cues when fed as compared to women who have never dieted, who are currently dieting. Okay, how's a guy supposed to know? Guys, just assume we're all dieting. Because even if we're not dieting, we claim we are. That's just something we women do. You know, when we push something away, okay, that we don't like. You know, like, let's say my mom baked me something. I'm like, oh, I don't want to eat that. I'm like, Mom, I'm on a diet. You know, so we lie about being on a diet all the time. You know? Anyway, Eli says the data suggested historical dieters may be predisposed by their brain reward circuitry, desire more food. They used MRI imaging. The historical dieters' neural activity noticeably differed from the non-dieters in one brain region and also turned up in the earlier food studies. I guess don't pick up a woman at Weight Watchers, maybe. Eli says that the pattern of response is similar to historical dieters' activation when viewing highly palatable food cues. They lost me. Adding that this is consistent with research showing overlapping brain-based responses to sex, drug, and food. Okay, just stop right there. Okay, guys. Okay, you want to do some love making, okay? All right, if you want a woman, okay, to do the hibbity-dibbity, you got to let her know you're going to make love. I can't tell you how many dates I've been on where I knew it was just going to be a roll in the hay. or a, I gotta be careful with some of the terminology. All right. I could tell right away in a date, okay, if it was just going to be a slam bam, thank you, ma'am, or if the person was really into me. So putting the food part aside, okay, if you are out to dinner, like I told you, one of the sexiest things to do is to make her bring up the sex subject or want the sex. You have to act like sex is the last thing. Listen to me. You have to act like sex is the last thing on your mind and act like the only reason why you're there is to get to know her. Do you want to get the ladies or not? You're going to listen. You're going to take notes. You sit there and you act like, oh my gosh, you know, honey, look, I don't care where this night goes. I am just having such an awesome time just sitting there talking to you and getting to know you. I am so glad we're getting this closeness. This is intimacy to me. Oh my gosh, that girl is going to be all over you later. You see? You dig? You guys figuring this out? And I'm not saying lie. Be honest, okay? Don't be lying, because I don't need you sitting out there messing with my sisters. Okay, I need to know if you have a good, pure heart. But if you're sitting there going, okay, we got 15 minutes until we could leave and do the deed, oh, hell no. No, that's not the way it works, okay? You need to act like you're going out to be with them. And that's all that matters. And the sex could happen way after marriage, which when it should, by the way, okay? You see? Now, here's the problem with food. You go and get your woman all filled up on a full stomach, she gets bloated. I start to bloat and get gas about maybe 2 hours after dinner. And I am not taking off my clothes. I am not letting anybody press up against my stomach. I am definitely not going to be in the reverse cowgirl position by any means bloated. And so don't, you know, for me, on an empty stomach, I'm skinnier. And I have the epinephrine rise because my body is hypoglycemic and it has to make glucagon, it has to make sugar. So the adrenaline is going. After you eat, you get tired and bloated. So feeding your lady and then hoping to get some may not work. So, but you know what? Don't starve her. Okay? If she wants to eat meat, feed her the steak and then maybe have sex the next morning. Does that make sense? Right? No, I'm not going to wait for you to grab a pencil. Come on, people. You know what? Just play. My show has podcasts on GCNLive.com. Go there if you missed any of this. You guys should have been listening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was over the last few days, I saw this article, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you guys about it. This was kind of interesting. 9 chemicals to avoid feeding your kids, written by Julie Relevant. Oh, I should have something like that in my name, Relevant, because when you guys are listening or reading something I write, is this really relevant? Yeah, it is. That's my name. All right, so with your children like sandwiches, hot dogs, etc., there are many chemicals in foods that can affect their health, development, and behavior. So she writes the following. Number one, you want to avoid food dyes. According to a recent survey by CalSec, a natural spice and flavor company, 80% of people are worried about the artificial petrochemical dyes used in foods and beverages for children. These chemicals are made from petroleum, re-added to cereal, candy, and drinks, making them more appealing. The most common is red, number 40, yellow, number 5 and 6, and blue, number 1 and 2. They say these food dyes are linked to behavioral problems, attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They are also a possible known carcinogen and neurotoxin, according to Dr. Rachel Mitchell, a chiropractor who is discussing the impairment of development and function of the nervous system. She writes, the birthday party diet exposed. So I guess in countries where food dyes are banned, like Fruit Loops, etc. Fruit Loops will use natural coloring agents like spinach, black currant, carrots, and paprika instead. Huh. They said, so they have companies which are creating better products for the European and UK markets. You know, it's funny. I remember, I think it was like back in the 80s. Weren't they talking about avoiding food coloring? And people were discussing, just to go all like bland, browner, you know, where all our food was brown and it was supposed to be healthier. And yeah, you know, it's fine. But, you know, these kids now, you're competing with pixels. You're competing with video games. These kids are not going to be stimulated by a thing of mashed potatoes, you know. And I look, you know, I'll walk down the cereal aisle. And one of the reasons why I like to walk down the cereal aisle is I like squares. I just like seeing all these boxes. I don't like round. I like squares. Don't ask. It's just something that I feel very, very, it's not an OCD thing. It's just, I'm very, very comfortable and confident just kind of walking down and seeing colorful squares. I just really like that. That's probably why I like the Pixel movie better than I thought. And, you have like the Lucky Charms. You have the Cocoa Puffs. You have the Fruit Loops. Very, very bright, vibrant, smart. You know, that's how you get people to leave in the parents. Okay, so next they also talk about the recombinant bovine growth hormone and the astrocombinant bovine somatotrophin. It's a synthetic hormone that companies give cows to increase their milk supplies. Cows given the hormones have more mastitis infections, they say. Then they get more antibiotics. And so, unfortunately, these hormones, they say, is contributing to antibiotic resistance. I just would like less hormones going into my kid's system, period. Arsenic. We talked about arsenic when we were talking about rice. They write arsenic, obviously a toxic contaminant, has been linked to cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, etc. And we see arsenic in rice and also rice cereal for babies. They say there's also arsenic in protein bars for kids. And remember, Dr. Oz was looking at arsenic in juices. Many companies are using rice syrup as an alternative sweetener to corn syrup. And that's supposed to make the juices a little less sugary. However, again, we're getting in more arsenic. Then we move on to the nitrates and the nitrites. These are preservatives that give food color and help prolong shelf life. That's why the salami, the Hebrew National salami, can last a week in your fridge like it does after you open it because, yeah, all right. They say here, they say exposure to contaminants have been linked to cancer in adults and a rare condition as methemoglobinemia. I'm sorry. Methemoglobinemia. MMGM. All right. And blue baby syndrome, which unfortunately found in babies exposed to contaminated water used with infant formula. I've never seen a case of this, but it happens. Nitrates and nitrites found in sandwich meats, bacon, hot dogs, canned beans, soup, vegetables, unless they are organic. Sometimes some tuna could also have them as well. Baby clams, they say. Foods that have preservatives that say potassium nitrate or sodium nitrate have it, all right? They say even if the label says less than 1%, the manufacturer may not be able to give a true account of what is in there. So, hot dogs, kids love that stuff. We rarely feed the kids hot dogs because we just don't think it's, you know, I'd rather they have, you know, turkey meat or fish, you know, but every now and then, you know, it's easy to throw some dogs on the thing. But my kids really don't like the taste. Ractopamine. Ractopamine is a drug used to bulk up cattle and turkeys before they're slaughtered, they say. 80% of pig herds, 30% of beef herds, and almost all non-organic turkey contain ractopamine. The drug carries a warning that it's not for use in humans, and when it's given to pigs, farmers are supposed to wear protective clothing and take certain precautions, according to this article. They said there's been one human study of the effects of it, and they showed out of 6 healthy men, 1 dropped out because of adverse side effects. There's hyperactivity, behavioral problem, tremors, musculoskeletal, cardiovascular, endocrine, and reproductive problems. See, this stinks. You know, I mean, it's like, what the hell are you getting in your system? Mercury. They say mercury is a neurotoxin that is in fish, obviously, and in fish oils. It can affect young children whose brains are still developing, which is why we try to tell pregnant women to avoid raw fish and try to cut back on their fish intake just in case. The effects can show developmental delays, short attention spans, and learning disabilities. Azodicarbonamide. It's known as the yoga mat chemical found in exercise equipment. The azodicarbonamide makes bread softer. It's used as a whitening agent in cereal flour. When bread with this azo is baked, it breaks down into 2 chemicals, semicarbazide and urethane, which unfortunately have been linked to cancer and asthma. And potassium bromate is out there. Potassium bromate's an additive. It helps strengthen dough and allows it to rise higher. It's also classified as a possible carcinogen by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Potassium bromate, a form of bromide, also is an endocrine disruptor. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about chemicals that we may want to avoid giving our kids. It competes, I guess, for the same receptor as iodine in the thyroid gland. So how does it act as an endocrine disruptor? Well, if it interrupts what the thyroid needs, it inhibits then thyroid production. If it does that, then it kind of forces you to stay in a low thyroid state. Low thyroid could cause fatigue, poor memory, concentration, weight gain, poor appetite, shortness of breath, hearing issues, a variety of issues, fertility issues, etc. Finally, they have BHA and BHT, which is butylated hydroxyanisole and butylated hydroxytoluene. Man, I missed my organic chemistry because we knew how to butylate things. We were butylating things left and right. You thought I mutilated things in biology, but I butylated things in chemistry. These are 2 chemical preservatives that are used to keep cereal fresh. And it's been on the shelf, I guess, it's in nut mixes, butter, meat, chewing gum. In California, they say BHA is classified as a carcinogen, and products that use it do carry a warning label. The FDA classes BHA and BHT as generally recognized as safe. On GRAS, the National Toxicology Program says it's reasonably anticipated to be a human carcinogen. All right. Okay, so what do you do? Well, you know, this is what I tell parents, okay? You know, try to avoid a lot of these processed foods. Eat whole foods if you can, okay? You want whole foods, not bad, and if you could try to go organic, you're going to probably limit a lot of the exposure you're getting. I understand it's expensive. I get that, okay? And then if you're going to color food yourselves, like if you're going to make pink frosting or whatever, try to do it yourself, maybe using strawberries, or if you want to make green muffins, try to use spinach to change the color, okay? I like to make everything brown, like dark brown with I like putting chocolate chips on everything. So I made chicken, and I added some chocolate chips to the chicken, and I went, oh my gosh, it tastes good. Read the labels. Know your labels. They say look for meat that's labeled RBGH and RBST free. Maybe eat salmon, rainbow trout instead of tuna if you want to kind of avoid some of the mercury. And the sardines, mussels, Atlantic mackerel are supposed to have low mercury. Drink clean water. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Swap grains. They say eat brown rice instead, but brown rice could have more arsenic, so I'd say be careful. And then, just be more aware. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, as a doctor, I get asked all the time, when is the best time to take my medication? When is the best time to do anything? Okay? I was being interviewed by Fox 5 Local about heat stroke and heat exhaustion. You know, when is the best time to be outside? And, of course, you know, I said, you know, in Vegas, 4 a.m. I mean, it just, it's not, I mean, it's always hot. You know, we tell you to avoid the sun between 10 and 4. It used to be 10 and 2. Now 10 and 4. And later it's probably going to be 8 and 5, you know, just stay indoors, which I don't think is the safest, healthiest thing, but still. This is interesting. We have a study out looking at scientific research on when is the best time to do a lot of things, like having sex, getting up in the morning, weighing yourself, things like that. So I thought I would share that with you. This is some interesting stuff. This comes out of Daily Mail. All right, so, for example, they say the best time to have sex is 5:48 in the morning. They say men and women have different sex drives, and their peaks are at different times of the day. So there is only a small window when both partners are truly in the mood. Men's levels of the hormone testosterone surge at night. They're around 25 to 50% higher than normal because of the pituitary gland. It governs its production, automatically switches on overnight. By a woman, however, she has a lot of high levels of melatonin, the sleep hormone in her blood. So, we also have testosterone. And a recent study by the British Medical Journal found that sunlight boosts testosterone by stimulating the hypothalamus, so the rising sun can actually put both men and women in the mood. All right? For those of you, like, I could see my husband setting the alarm. And then I could see myself yelling at him going, why did you wake me up for this? So, but I have to admit, early morning, a lot of times is the best time for a woman to have sex. I've told you guys that many times. So, make sure you guys set your, watches. Unfortunately, they say the most likely time to have a heart attack is about 6:53 in the morning. My dad died first thing in the morning. We talked about how first thing in the morning is one of the most dangerous times, okay, where many people have a heart attack in their sleep. There was a study out of Harvard University found that during your last phase of sleep is the time when you're the most danger of a heart attack. Apparently, you're don't get enough oxygen in your sleep. You have increasing demands, and all of a sudden, you wake from a night where you hardly slept, which is why identifying sleep apnea is so crucial. And all of a sudden, you wake up, you get out of bed, you go to the bathroom, etc. Your adrenal glands are starting to produce more adrenaline to get your body to wake up. And they say that whole mechanism could unfortunately cause some of the rupture of the plaques in the coronary artery. I think it's happening more when you're sleeping, and then all of a sudden your heart attack is happening, but you don't have a heavy workload yet because you're lying down. Well, you get up, you start to move around, you start to run around for your day, and then unfortunately you could drop of a heart attack. So this is why we tell people to make sure they're on their blood pressure medicine. Don't leave your blood pressure medicine be high before you go to bed, and we don't want it overly low either. And we also want to make sure you're taking your cholesterol medicine at night before you go to bed as well, because that helps seal the plaque and prevent plaque rupture. And your daily aspirin is important, too. They say the most popular time to wake up in the morning is 7:35 a.m. I don't get that because my day is half over by 8 a.m., prepping for my show, working out, etc. But in Europe, I guess 7:35 a.m. is the average time of day that people are waking up. So interesting stuff. All right, the best time to weigh yourself in the morning. They say, they say the best time to weigh yourself is 7:40 in the morning. I would say it's after you poop. But a lot of us don't poop in the morning. We poop, at night. So a lot of times we weigh ourselves after we pee. But a study at Brown University in the United States earlier this year found that 61% of people who weighed themselves in the morning actually maintained their weight over a period of 6 months than those who stepped on the scales less often. So, when you see the weight gain in the morning, now see, a lot of you guys don't do that because you don't want to be depressed. All right, and I commend you for that. Okay, you want to go to work in a good mood. You don't want to go to work being upset, etc. But here's the thing, if you really want to lose weight, okay, and hopefully you like your job where it doesn't ruin your day and you're still looking forward to your day, all right? I mean, you really need to weigh yourself first thing in the morning, okay? You can't let that ruin your day because you're going to do better than not weighing yourself. When are you the happiest? They say 8 a.m. Believe it or not, you are the happiest. And a study that monitored Twitter over a two-year period, researchers at Cornell University in the U.S. found that people wrote the happiest messages at this time of day. I don't. Usually my Twitter is, why are my kids ready for school? or who ate my muffin? You know, you're getting your, you know, your eats, your, you know, getting your sugar low, things like that. They say the worst time to drink coffee is 9:17 in the morning. Believe it or not. They say a study published in the journal Psychosomatic Medicine showed that having coffee in the morning could have the opposite effect. Early in the day, our body's already full of cortisol. So it already has a hormone that makes us awake and full, etc. So your body's naturally caffeinated. Then you teach yourself that your body needs caffeine. Then you start to build a tolerance to it. And then all of a sudden, the caffeine starts to wear off and you end up getting a caffeine withdrawal. And so these caffeine withdrawals make you feel more tired just as your cortisol is going down. Not that good. When do you look your best? They say you look your best at 10:06 in the morning. It says that's when women hit their beauty peak. They took a shower, hair's washed on a good day, makeup applied, we feel our best. No, my makeup gets applied at 6 a.m. By 10:06, it's already dripping off after 4 hot flashes. But anyway, they say apparently women look better. 4:05 p.m., it's when we look like crap. And a lot of times when the TV crews interview me for a story, it's usually late afternoon. So that's why my hair is always messy and my makeup stinks. Let me see. Unfortunately, they say we're most likely to die at 11 a.m. Scientists have discovered the time of day we are likely to die is in our genes. They said they looked at sleeping patterns of 1,265-year-olds, and they found that certain types of genes called AA were most likely to pass away at 11 a.m. These genes make you more likely to be an early riser, trigger acute medical events, etc. I don't understand the 11 a.m., though. That doesn't make any sense. Apparently, there was research published in the Annals of Neurology in 2012, and they say even death must obey the biological clock in each of us, and around 11 a.m. is the average time. I don't get that. Nap. When do most people need a nap? Me, I need it about 3 o'clock. I get so tired. 3 o'clock. But they say you need a nap at 12:37 p.m. after lunch. So you eat lunch. Then after about 15, 20 minutes, you start getting tired, and then you want to fall asleep. They say one theory is that our ancestors who lived in Eastern Africa would need to fall asleep, and that would help them through the midday heat, and it was an evolutionary thing. The best time to visit the dentist is 2 p.m. That's when the British Dental Association recommends. Apparently, the local anesthetic lasts 3 times longer when give mid-afternoon. We talked about that. That was kind of interesting. Maybe it's because your body's energy is diverted to other processes like digesting food. I don't know. Best time to clean the house, they say, is 3:13 p.m. because of your endorphins maybe a little higher. Not too sure. You are unlikely to impress anybody between 4 and 6. 4 and 6 is my worst time of the day. Researchers looked at data and they found that people were rated the worst during interviews at that time. Best time to exercise is about 5:45 p.m. Apparently, our lungs function more efficiently and less risk of injury. You're most likely to get pregnant at about 6:25 at night. Apparently, man's sperm peaks in potency during that time. You're the most creative at 10:51 p.m., and you'll tend to go to bed at 12:28. Best time to have a baby is 4:36 in the morning. Woo! Gosh, busy day. When do you go to work? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, not only am I an expert in radio media, but I also am a writer as well. And I have a lot of health articles and current event type stuff written up on, I should put it on my website, but I have it on Jerry Doyle's website because, I don't know, I think his website's sexier than mine. So for those of you that want to, a lot of the stories I cover on my show, I also put on his site, so please check that out at epictimes.com. You will be thoroughly entertained, especially by some of the things that I write. I hope so. I mean, I'm entertained writing them, so I'm a happy girl. And for those of you who live in the Las Vegas area, I am collecting for the rest of this week school supplies for teachers so they don't have to pay out of pocket and then be all grumpy when they take care of our kids in the coming school year. This is important. They have to pay a lot of money out of pocket. They shouldn't have to, especially with all the fine work that they do. So please, if you do live in my area, neck of the woods, we're collecting till Friday, collecting school supplies like dryer erase markers, things like that, pens, paper, backpacks, and you can drop them off at Dr. Dahlia's Show headquarters at 6045 South Rainbow. Go to toolsforteachers.net or Tools for Teachers on Facebook for more information. All right, Janet writes, this is interesting, speaking of school, she goes, is it just me or do more kids, children, she writes, children have ADD? I understand autism is on the rise. Maybe it's being diagnosed more, but I'd like to put out there that ADHD is as well and should be researched. You've got a good point. A research article came out saying that the number of children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is rising. And I would also like to say, I think with adults too, now, I've talked about how I think our society is turning more ADD because of computers and text messaging and, you know, Snapchatting and not having to wait for anything anymore. You don't even have to wait for your dinner. You could just go fast food and start eating it. Remember in the olden days? And you started nibbling on something, your mother would smack you and she'd want you to wait until everybody sat down to dinner. It was a respect thing. Then all of a sudden we started eating so many carbs and high fructose corn syrup that we had kids who were hypoglycemic, so we'd just start feeding them anyway. I'm like that. I'll just start nibbling, okay, so that I'm not dizzy. And so I'll start nibbling, and so my husband hates it because I'm already halfway through my meal, and then I sit there at the table hardly eating. But that's another thing you do. Whenever you kind of go to a party and you don't want to look like you're stuffing your face, you eat before you go. That's what I do. Okay, but let's go back to attention deficit. Let me stay focused here for a second. All right, untreated ADHD causes serious problems for kids. Falling behind in school, difficulty making and keeping friends, having conflicts with parents, teachers, according to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Children with untreated attention deficit hyperactivity disorder have more emergency room visits and are more likely to have self-inflicted injuries than those who receive treatment. According to a news release from the FDA, teens with untreated ADHD are more likely to take risks, like drinking, driving, and have twice as many traffic crashes than those who receive treatment. The number of American children aged 4 to 17 diagnosed with ADHD rose from about 8% in 2003 to 11%. All right, so basically 1 in 9 kids have attention deficit that are diagnosed, according to the CDC. The disorder typically appears in the ages of 3 and 6, and it could continue throughout the teen years into adulthood. Parents who think the child has ADHD should consult a family doctor or pediatrician, according to Dr. Tiffany Farchione, a child psychiatrist in the FDA. Two types of medications approved, the stimulants and the non-stimulants. Behavioral therapy also should be looked at, and we'll talk about that. Parents should contact the child's school and community support groups for information on advice on how to cope. All right, more adults are also having ADHD. They say 4% of American adults have it. I'm saying that is a big underestimation, way more than 4%. In adults, the disorder could cause problems as poor time management skills, restlessness, difficulty with multitasking, and activities that require sustained concentration. Sometimes for adults, they're relieved when they get the diagnosis of ADHD. Okay, so we need to back up here. Let's look at the kids. Okay. All right. There are varying degrees of attention deficit, like just like there's varying degrees of autism or any sort of obstacle that people have to deal with. And with our kids, we're starting to train them to be more attention deficit. And one of the reasons why is we are becoming. You know, so like my child, when he starts to work on a project and he's dilly-dallying and he's taking forever and he's stalling, you know, to get the pencil and paper or to get the supplies, etc., I'm like, come on, do it already. Hurry up. And I start to speed him up because I'm getting bored. I got things to do. I can't sit there all night waiting for him to stall to get, you know, what he needs, you know, ready for his project. And so that's my fault. So here I am already, you know, trying to trying to speed things up. And then we do things quicker. For example, okay? So our child is talking to us. We get a text from work. I'm guilty of this. So our kid's talking to us. We get a text from work. We stop, we look at our phone, and we deal with the text from work. So our kid is interrupted. The kids are seeing this. So now they think that it's normal behavior to look to your phone or to look away and do something else. Whereas you used to have to look at your parents' eyes and have direct eye contact when they were talking to you. And then when they weren't talking to you, you really weren't supposed to look at them. You know, you were not supposed to look at their eyes. It was kind of like a, because something would happen. So I would always, my head would be down. I did not want to look straight at my parents because I would get in trouble about for something. Unless they were yelling at you, and then you had to look at them. Look at me when I'm talking to you. And they're like, I got to look. When you have a child that is starting to fidget or who's not paying attention, okay, you need to find out why. Are they bored? And if they're bored, we need to figure out why they're bored. Are they bored because ever since they were a toddler, they got to play on your iPad tablet? And now all of a sudden they're asked to write with a pencil and paper arithmetic, okay, math problems, and it's boring for them. Well, then we need to teach these kids early on that this is stuff they have to do. All right, I think we give kids too much playtime. This learning is fun, or phonics is fun, or I forgot what we used to do. I mean, I remember Electric Company and Sesame Street made learning fun. But other than that, I mean, school was school. Whether you liked the task or not, you had to do it. And I'm finding more and more kids, they are hating school, and they want nothing to do with school as soon as they get out of it. Well, you know, what are we doing on their off time to make them hate school? Well, we're allowing them to play games, reward their pleasure centers in the brain. We're overstimulating them. I mean, even Ted, if you watch Ted, that movie goes so quickly, except for the lovey-dovey scene, where the jokes are so quick you feel like you can't keep up. We've trained ourselves to be quick on the move, and I don't want to say fast thinking because we're not doing a good thought process, but so quick to change direction that our kids aren't learning to sit and focus, and we need to do that. Okay, I remember with my kids, we had Baby Einstein, and I'm like, this is great. My kids don't have attention deficit because they're sitting there watching Baby Einstein. Yeah, but they're watching a big, colorful thing. They're going to think school is boring compared to that. And so kids don't like to do things if it's boring. And we need to go back to, you got to, you know, work on the farm. You have to do chores. You have to work. You know, I hated working, you know, with my parents, but it was something I had to do. All right, I hated, you know, cleaning toilets, but it's something you had to do. Yeah, you could whistle while you work. Yeah, you could maybe play music, etc. But I think we're causing our kids to do this. And before you commit your kid to medication, you need to sit there and talk to the doctor about when do we take the kid off. If we're going to use the kid, you know, put the kid on medication for grade school and then middle school, are they also going to have to be on it for high school? And then what about college? And what about post-college? And what about their job? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.